Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Shocking stories of fraud coming out of these hearings. Have you been watching them?
No, I have not been watching the hearings.
I mean, there's no words. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And it's the same pattern that we've seen documented in affidavits in Georgia. Now we're seeing it in Michigan and Wisconsin. Just massive fraud. And the stories are the same in all these places.
Mm-hmm.
Ballots run through the machines, ballots only for Biden, nothing down ballot, run through the machines again and again and again, same ballot. And they've done a good job here. The Trump folks even went and found the people who drove the ballots. So, I mean, you can establish a chain of custody. And what is so maddening here, and I don't know if people understand the full extent of what Bill Barr, you know, Banana Bill Barr did yesterday. There was a reason he said what he said. It was to completely undermine Trump and strike a blow for obviously getting him off the stage. And it was a complete denial of justice in America, but that's pretty typical for Bill Barr. But what Bill Barr did yesterday, there was a reason, there was a strategic reason for it. Trump right now is in court. And one of the things he's fighting for is really critical. We've got all of these witness statements about the fraud. I'm going to start to play some of them for you. They're mind-bending. And it's just, it's people saying the same thing over and over. So it's not like one witness from one processing center. It's multiple people who are there. They're telling the same story. They are under oath. There's one way and only one way to begin to verify this. Well, there's three, actually. You get a forensic audit. These legislators could order one. Michigan, Wisconsin, we control those legislatures. Georgia, God, we desperately need one in Georgia. Or Bill Barr could come in with his subpoena power that he has, considerable political power behind those subpoenas before judges, and get all this information. They could go in and get this. One of the things they desperately need to examine in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Georgia, where the same practice these witnesses under affidavit have said, is that when these funky monkey ballots came in, you know, the ones that weren't bent, clearly hadn't been folded, never went through the mail, all marked for Biden, none for Trump, and no down ballot. Multiple witnesses have said these are going to be very easy to find in the system because they had to input a birth date for the voter and they had to override the system to do it. In some cases, in some systems, you had to put in 1/1/1900. In other systems, they put in 1/1/2020. All those votes are in there. Get a subpoena. Let's go in. Let's go look. Let's see. Let's see if they're telling the truth. I want to know, don't you? Who has the power to do that? Bill Barr. So this is why he has to say, oh, I do. Well, there's fraud, plenty of fraud. I don't care about that, though. I mean, his statement was unbelievable, but not enough to overturn the election. How do you know, Bill? You've never interviewed a single witness, period, end of memo, that filed these affidavits, and you have never subpoenaed a single document, piece of information, or data from any of these boards of elections. Trump has to get that now. You've got to go to the second layer to find these votes. We can find them. They're not connected to any voter. But you got to get in there. So Trump could get in there. The legislature's ordering forensic audits. That's one route. A much quicker route is a subpoena for Bill Barr, and let's get this information and make it public. Let's find out what happened here. And the third route, which Bill Barr is now forcing Trump to travel, is he's going to have to sue for it. He's suing for this discovery, but that will take months if he ever gets it. So what Bill Barr did yesterday is worse than what he said. undermining the Republic, Trump, and any investigation that's been done here when there was a lot of information. He's saying, no, I'm not going to use my subpoena power. I'm not going to do it. We don't need to look. So Trump's cut off there. He's only got two routes now. He's going to have to fight for months, and by then everybody knows it'll be too late. That's why Bill Barr won't go in right now. It's going to be too late to save the Trump presidency. But what Bill Barr and the GOP leadership, and I've said this from the beginning, Lee, this is the terrible part about this. If the GOP leadership would just stand behind Trump and say, we're not accusing anyone of fraud, but we got multiple affidavits from people who saw ballot scans again and again and again and again and again, the same ballot. Illegal ballots.
RNC has been AWOL since from day one of the Trump administration.
Yeah, except Ronna McDaniel. I mean, she's done a good job. She's been in there. At least she's talking the talk. But here's
right
the thing.
Now.
If the GOP leadership had stood behind Trump and said, listen, we're not accusing anyone of fraud, I'd be fine with that. We're not accusing anyone of fraud. But so we're going to need forensic audits before these legislatures approve these electors. Let's do it. Let's go in there and find the truth. I just want the truth.
Yep.
And if Biden won, awesome.
Well.
No. Awesome. Because you know what? That means our election system still works. It's still intact. We can come back and maybe have a democracy, have a republic. But right now, I don't think we can. It's broken. Voting is gone here. That is a much bigger thing than Donald Trump. But they're leaving him with the third option, which is sue the same election officials who've committed the fraud according to the affidavits and the stories and the numbers that don't make any sense and hope to get this stuff before they destroy it. That's what Bill Barr just condemned Trump to yesterday. And to admit there was fraud in the process is stunning. Well, there was fraud, but not enough to overturn the election. How do you know, Bill? You haven't issued a single subpoena, not one. You haven't interviewed a single witness in the affidavits, not one. I don't feel like it. This is about time. They're denying him the ability to get this information out of these boards of elections. We can only take the next step while all these people are simultaneously screaming, or Trump has improved it. Well, he can't. Without the subpoenas, and he has put copious evidence before us to justify a subpoena to just look. And if it's not there, it's not there. That'd be a relief to me right now because my heart is sick listening to this stuff. It is fraud from which a country does not recover that is being described in that affidavit. I'm telling you, it would be a relief to me to know it's not true. These people are mistaken. They're confused. The thing is, they don't sound so confused because person after person after person saw this is from the Michigan Senate Oversight Committee. If you listen to hours of that testimony, I listened to a lot of it yesterday. It's just jaw dropping. Here's the description of the fraud committed with military ballots. By the way, keep in mind, this is under oath.
Not one of the military ballots was a registered voter. And the ballots looked like they were all exactly the same Xerox copies of the ballot. They were all for Biden across the board. There wasn't a single Trump vote, and none of the voters were registered. They had to manually enter the names and addresses and a birth date of 1/1/2020, which would override the system and allow them to enter non-registered voters throughout the day. That's how they would override voters that were neither in the electronic poll book or the supplemental updated poll book.
Thank you.
So see, this isn't like mystery stuff we can't figure out. Go get the votes. Were they put in? That's an easy thing to check. Search them by the birthday. But there's just one person claiming this, right? No. It was person after person after person saw the same thing. And that was what was so powerful. Because these people are under oath. If they're lying, and that's an easy thing to check, let's go into the system. Let's see if that happened. Let's check those birth dates. Let's go see. Because you know what? If they're lying, then they ought to be prosecuted. Bill Barr could prosecute him for all I care. But they don't want to look because they know what they'll find. Here's another one saying the same thing about the military ballot fraud. This is a different witness.
I was at TCF Center as a poll challenger, kind of the belly of the beast. What I watched, one of the incidents, Mrs. C, it was written on her shirt, brought down a box of ballots. Since they're in stacks of 50, I could estimate it was about 500 ballots. Gave this box of ballots to three ladies sitting at a table just off the platform. Excuse me, I'm nervous. One of the ladies, the far left one, tried to get our attention. She ended up giving us notes that were stuck on all these ballots, the sticky notes. She ended up giving us four of these notes. They read, received November 4th, enter as November 2nd. These three ladies were entering these ballots in to the verified voter system. I witnessed multiple times stacks of 50 ballots being put through the tabulators multiple times. I witnessed the military ballots being duplicated. I just thought it was strange that only Biden's name was selected, no down ballot. And I watched multiples, I don't know how many I watched, and not one of them was for Trump. I thought that was really strange, especially being military. You must know in your heart that this election was fraudulent.
Well, Lee, that demands an answer. And again, it's not hard to get. Not hard to get.
But yet you still have people claiming there's absolutely no evidence of any election fraud.
And you know what?
Here's this testimony going on.
And again, if these people are lying, they ought to be prosecuted.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
And we can prove it. We can go in there because you know what? You can go in when you vote. You can go pull my voting record and see when I voted. Or I didn't. That better darn well match the number of votes in that race. See what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You can check this. You can also go pull by the birth date that they had to put through for each of these ballots because you had to have a birth date, right? Mm-hmm. Go pull the birth date. How many birth dates of 1-1-2020 do we have? How many of those? Let's see if they're lying. Let's go through every one of them with the forensic audit. The very thing nobody seems to want to do. Let's find out the truth. The truth is knowable here. And it's really suspicious that nobody from the bottom of the justice system up to the top of it with Banana Bill Barr seems to want to get that truth when it'd be so easy to do.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The scale of the fraud described in this Michigan hearing was stunning. There are just one or two witnesses that would be one thing. But it's person under oath after person under oath after person under oath after person under oath, none of whom have ever been interviewed by the FBI or Banana Bill Barr or anyone who works for him, testifying to jaw-dropping fraud. And I've explained, as we've gone along here, this, you can check this. But we got to go in. Because if what these people are saying is true, evidence is going to be everywhere. Because for every one of these votes, we've heard this again and again and again, tens to hundreds of thousands of votes that they put in as these people watch them, they had to create a fake birth date. Depending on the state, it was either 1-1-1900 or 1-1-2020. Go in and get those. Go in and get them. Let's see who voted. Let's take a look. Let's get the timestamps. They don't want to. That's why Bill Barr had to cut this off, and this is why they panicked and had to do it yesterday. There have now been 4 days of this devastating testimony. People have seen it, and they've heard it like you are, and it's dropping their jaws too. So Bill Barr had to shut this thing down. I can imagine the deep state panic phone calls he must be getting, probably from Republican leaders too. Oh my God, this is bad. You got to shut this down. I got to say, there's nothing to see here. And by God, whatever you do, don't use your subpoena power. Make Trump fight to get this information for months in court till it be too late, till this will be an old story. But they're setting up something bad, folks. Bad. We could find this out now. We could find it out like that if we wanted to, if Bill Barr wasn't profoundly corrupt and would go in and do this. Or if we had a state attorney general would go in with their subpoena power and do this. Let's answer this question. Let's find out if these people are lying, because that's not hard to do. Or we can do something that'll be a disaster for this country. This is coming out. He's going to get this information eventually in court. He's going to get it. Some of it will be destroyed, but he'll get some of it. And we're going to find out potentially when Biden is in office that he may not be the president. Half the country already knows that. But this gets worse and worse and worse as the days go on. We now have the people illegally driving the ballots testifying. We got that. You want to find out if this truck driver, Jesse Morgan's lying about driving 288,000 ballots, illegal ballots from New York to Pennsylvania, fake ballots? You want to find out if he did that? Subpoena power. Go to USPS. He said they wouldn't give him his slip, which documents his routes and the exact moments that he spent. He's mad about that because he wants to get paid for overtime. They wouldn't give it to him. He said, first time ever. I can't get it. I can't. They won't give it to me. Subpoena that. If he's lying, prosecute him. He lied under oath. Let's do it. Either way, we win. If all this is a lie and these people are lying under oath, then we'll know Biden won the election and our system's still intact. The fact they don't want to tells you everything you need to know about this country right now. This is some scary stuff. Coming up next, probably the most powerful testimony of all. Not that you need to, you know, hear it again. After person after person after person after person. Like, yeah, I sat there while they ran the ballots through. The same stacks of ballots again and again and again and again. And no votes for Trump and only votes for Biden. And they looked Xeroxed. I don't know how many times we need to hear that under oath to believe it. But this testimony is devastating. Because Dominion has tech workers. And they send them in to help with the machinery. She saw it all. What do you hear from her? Oh, by the way, Bill Barr in the Justice Department hasn't talked to her either. They're not interested. Which is how you know something's up. Our system's so backwards. I don't mean to upset you this morning. I know this is not good news. I'm pretty angry about it. But I don't know what else to do but tell you the truth. You can't get it most other places. Fox News has spent more time this morning on Joe Biden's maybe broken, maybe not broken, allegedly broken, how did it happen, was it the dog, footgate, than this. It's amazing. They don't even want to run what'll get ratings. They're self-defeating. I don't understand media outlets like this. So weird. It's also weird.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Have you seen your new White House spokesperson on the internet lately? She's the moron with the hammer and sickle on her forehead. You're thinking hammer and sickle. Wait, isn't that the sign for communism? Yeah, that'd be the one. Killed, oh, I don't know, 100 million people in the last century. But other than that, it was great. We should really try it again. Totally like we should try it again. You got to see this picture. It's up on my Facebook page. You want to know what a moron looks like? There's a picture of a moron. Yeah, she's wearing... You just got to see it. She's Jen Psaki. If you follow politics, you'll know her face. She was a spokesperson for Barack Obama for a while. And it's a picture from that era. And she's the only moron in the picture with the hammer and sickle on her forehead. She's standing in various pictures next to John Kerry and Russian officials. She looks like an idiot. Why would you wear a hammer and sickle on your forehead? Well, she's got an answer for this. The Biden administration, Biden-elect administration, I don't know what to call it. Anyway, had to come out and explain this. Oh, that communist hammer and sickle on her head. Yeah, that wasn't a big deal. The Russians gave it to her? Okay. Folks, this is one big IQ test. Okay. If the Russians hand you a pink fuzzy hat with a hammer and sickle on it, you know what they're doing, right? They're laughing behind your back. They're trying to see if you put it on your head so they can then go laugh at you further. She wore it. She wore it. That was a gift. And you wore it? Wait, the Germans hand you a swastika cap? You'll put that on too because you don't want to offend them? Communists killed more than the Nazis. I guess she's not bothered by that though. She looks like an idiot. Yeah, they gave it to me so I had to wear it. Yeah, you put it on your head because seeing a sickle, a hammer and sickle doesn't bother you or anyone like you. It's kind of cool. It's sort of hip. It's a little retro. You got to see this picture. The Russians were dying. Now, if you know your politics, this came from the administration of Vladimir Putin. Putin is an anti-communist. He has repressed the communists in his country. I don't know if he actually dislikes communism or they were just in his way. You never can tell with Putin. But Putin is not a fan of communists. And they don't like him either. Because he's kept that party down pretty hard. Persecution and the like in Russia. So when the Putin administration hands you a hammer and sickle for your head on a pink babushka cap, they're mocking you. They don't like communists. They're implicating you as being someone who does and a moron. And she put it in her head. Your new White House spokesperson, folks, you got to see this picture. It says everything. And you know what else it says? She saw that and it didn't offend her. It didn't bother her, all that death. Not one iota. She thought it was cool. This is what we're dealing with in this country, folks. Text writes, Tara, it's called the Biden Blank Show. Yeah, I know. And it will be needlessly amusing. I will say this. Texter writes, the soapbox has failed. The ballot box is failing. Only one box remains. I hope the Dems don't drag us into another civil war, but freedom is worth fighting for. So we don't have to do this, folks. We could choose forensic audits over mass chaos right now. We could know. We could know the truth, but they don't want us to know the truth. That's the one thing they don't want us to know. There we go. All right. I want you to hear a compelling testimony. There's so much over the last 4 days, really, but business days, I should say. But this Michigan hearing, man. It was a humdinger. I mean, if you, and you know what you could tell watching the hearing on fraud, and these were legislative hearings that have been happening in these states. these legislators come in kind of skeptical, right? Because all they've heard is about the Kraken. And then their jaws drop. And by the end of it, the fraud is so outrageous, they're gasping. And that's kind of what happened with this Michigan thing. And Bill Barr knows, they know how devastating this is because they haven't been able to hide this. That's why Bill Barr had to come out yesterday and shut it down. It was in direct proportion to the devastation of the testimony. This is Dominion IT contractor Melissa Carout. She is not new. She's been telling this story, and I've been telling you about Melissa, since the couple of days after the election. Plenty of time for the FBI, the DOJ, or anyone who cared, really, to go interview her. She's highly credible. She was at the counting center in Michigan, the one where you've heard all these other people testifying about the fraud they saw there. She saw the same thing. She was there for Dominion to help run the machines. She works for a contractor who works for Dominion. And the fraud she's talking about is not actually with the Dominion machines, but with paper ballots. Take a listen.
What I witnessed at the TCF Center was complete fraud. The whole 27 hours I was there, there was batches of ballots being ran through the tabulating machines numerous times, being counted 8 to 10 times. I watched this with my own eyes. I was there to assist with IT. These people on night shift, I had 4 people on night shift that I've known. One of them I've known for over 20 years. He approached me and said he had absolutely zero training whatsoever, contradicting 100% what Daniel Baxter claims, that they had so much training. He said they had zero. I watched. These people had no idea what they were doing. Okay. Also, the adjudication process, I witnessed numerous people walking up claiming they were both Democrats, saying they were sitting together, judging ballots all night together, all day together. I witnessed it all. I was on the main stage with all of the city officials. Daniel Baxter was in on the whole thing, and I am under the impression 100% that at least 90% of those workers were all in on this. There was not a single ballot the whole night, the whole 27 hours I was there, that I saw that was for Donald Trump, not one. Not a single ballot. That is scary. There is no reason for that. Also, I'm going to say that there was something going on at that Department of Elections, and it's clearly something that's very illegal that occurred there.
Okay, folks. You can check this. You can check this. You know how when candidates run against each other and, you know, they'll background each other, candidates for office, and find out, you know, John Smith only started voting last year, never cared about politics before. You ever seen a campaign like that and they'll use it against him in commercials or whatever? That's because you can check if John Smith voted. You can check that. We can check these ballots. They should be connected to a real voter with a real birth date. We know how they were inputted. We've known for weeks, I've been reading this to you, from these affidavits and from people who were claiming this before they signed the affidavits, that they had to put in fake birthdays for them to get them into the system. Again, 1-1-2020. Let me go pull those. Let's see. Every one of those ballots should have had a request on file. The number of requests should match the number of ballots run through. We should be able to find these people. That's why we need a forensic audit. Why won't they do one in these states? So as I explained earlier, Bill Barr did more than just lie to the American people yesterday about the fraud. What he essentially is saying is, I'm not going to investigate anymore. I'm not going to use my subpoena power. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go in and get this. So that leaves Trump, the only way he can get this stuff, the proof, is he's going to have to fight to get the discovery in court and get a judge's order to get it. It slows Trump way down. So the question becomes, why doesn't Bill Barr just go in then and get this? Now, what's stunning is the Rudy Giuliani statement that he is not, nor has the FBI bothered to interview a single one of these witnesses, not even won. They have not filed a single subpoena. So Bill Barr, our attorney general, Banana Bill Barr, does not have and has not done the research to even be able to make the statement he made. But his statement itself was outrageous. Quote, to date, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election. So he's admitting there's fraud. But it's all okay. It's all good. It's no big deal. Not even worth interviewing anybody over because it's just some fraud, not a lot of fraud. This is our attorney general. Can you imagine a Democrat attorney general? Good God. Texter writes, I posted your battleground link in my comment section on several Facebook posts and they've restricted my account now. What the heck? Sorry about that. Yeah, the censorship is in direct proportion generally these days to how bad the truth is. Holy cow, folks, just nuts. Meanwhile, it's all falling apart. Yep. New survey, 27% of us are working from what, home you're thinking? No, bed. 27% of us are working from bed and 1 in 10 have worked from the toilet. Oh, it's much higher than that. People just don't fess up to stuff like that on the phone. Look now, if they can't tell the pollster they voted for Trump, or they're going to, you think they're going to tell the pollster about doing work on the commode? Of course not. Anyway, 40% of us report in the same survey having more aches and pains because of all the extra sitting this year. And half specifically say their butt hurts more. Well, maybe you want to rotate, you know, left side, right side on the couch. Anyway, the top places we sit while working from home are an office chair, the couch, our bed, a chair or stool in the kitchen, and on the floor. I don't know about the floor. I wouldn't have it any other way, though. Working from home is awesome. It's great. All right. By the way, McDonald's, if you're going to go out, which why bother, right? But if you're going to go out, McDonald's will trade your beard for a free McRib. I don't get to deal with McRib. Yeah. Anyway, they're holding a new contest where they're going to give free McRib sandwiches to the first 10,000 men who post a selfie of their clean shaven face on Twitter. So you got to do like a before and after to prove you had a beard. Before you do that, though, you might want to Google how they make the McRib before you commit to eating one. Just Google it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!